This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Monday, October 15th, 2007. I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net. We're here in Grapevine, Texas, covering storage networking world in its entirety. Subscribe at snwspotlight.com or text SPARK to 72648. Michael Johnson spoke with industry leaders at SNW today and will be reporting on the state of security and data encryption issues in just a bit. First, a look at this fall's program. Computer World is expecting around 3,000 attendees here in Texas. Derek Hulitsky, Vice President of Event Marketing and Conference Programs with Computer World, has worked on the conference since its inception in 1999. He says that the focus on green issues has precipitated one change in this year's program.
Within our conference guide, actually, for the first time ever, we're indicating which sessions are speaking specifically to the greening of IT.
Storage Networking World now offers a selection of 140 sessions for its attendees and some informative and provocative keynote addresses. V. James Analfo, the Deputy Commissioner and Chief Information Officer for the New York City Police Department, will give what Derek says is a don't-miss presentation on that city's cutting-edge security efforts. That's tomorrow morning. Another highlight, Frank Abagnale, immortalized on screen by Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can.
As the movie pointed out, he was so good at what he did in counterfeiting checks and beating the system with security that when they finally did catch him, he was so valuable that he actually works for the government at this point and has since then.
Abagnale will speak in the Grapevine Ballroom at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Secure data transmission has long been a topic of concern for the enterprise, but increasingly it's been data at rest, posing a challenge. You know, all that data on all those drives and all those systems. Enterprise study groups have been examining the problem of security on active drives as well as repurposed, decommissioned, disposed of, sent for repair, misplaced, or stolen hard drives. Michael Johnson brings us some industry leaders who've taken the bull by the horns.
With breaches in data centers on the rise, the need for drive encryption is fast becoming a top priority for enterprise. Dave Anderson, Seagate's Director of Strategic Planning for Security Solutions.
Seagate has announced today our commitment to incorporate full disk encryption, commonly called FDE, into our enterprise disk drives. We already started shipping a product for notebook computers that includes full disk encryption, the ability of a drive to encrypt all data written to it. That same capability will be delivered in server storage.
Anderson says that Seagate is extending this hardware-based FDE solution to its entire portfolio of enterprise-class hard drives and has collaborated with storage and security industry leaders. Brad Johns, Program Director for IBM Storage, talks about key management, an important piece of the FDE picture.
There's really three things we need to accomplish when we looked at the encryption key management. First is we needed to put together an overall solution that would include a key store, key serving, and key management components. We needed to provide integration with the servers, and we wanted to put together an infrastructure that would allow us to leverage the existing IT infrastructure for high availability and disaster recovery. So we'll be able to put in place an infrastructure that will allow us to establish for disk subsystems the ability to provide key authentication and have the storage array partitions so that we can have different partitions using different keys, and we can have the keys actually stored in the encryption key manager for authorization for access to the hard disks on a particular storage array. And the individual drives, the HDDs within the storage array, will actually have the capability then of having those keys managed at the storage array level.
In an FDE environment, we want to push the encryption down into the drive because we want to do what we call encryption domains.
That's Brett Weber, Chief Architect and Fellow with the Ingenio Storage Group at LSI, who also collaborated with Seagate's FDE solution. He delves deeper into encryption key management.
So if you're doing data in flight encryption, you don't necessarily want to do that in the same way that you do data at rest encryption. So as we put encrypting disk drives behind the system, you're really doing a lot of the same things that you were doing with your system before. The difference is when we define volume groups with the controller, we go in and we mark them as secure volume groups. The data on those disks is encrypting. We authenticate with the key source. We then pass the keys to the disk drive. That actually unlocks the disk drive. And so at that point, the disk drive is unlocked and functioning just like a normal disk drive does in an environment. That allows all the things that are happening in the RAID controller, whether that's the failover, the caching, the copy services, all act normally now.
The industry has taken up this need for encryption aggressively.
And, says Seagate's Anderson, that aggressive approach extends to active participation in the various standards organizations involved.
In the Trusted Computing Group and in IEEE, there are standards activities underway. More important to Seagate, LSI and IBM Corporation have shown strong support for this commitment to provide encryption capability into enterprise storage.
From SNW in Grapevine, Texas, I'm Michael Johnson.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Listen to us on your mobile device, text SPARK to 72648, or go to snwspotlight.com and subscribe. Take part in polling questions there, look at RSS feeds and blogs from major vendors as well. Join us every morning and afternoon throughout the conference. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the greening of IT, among other things. I'm Paul Lancour with Podtech.net. Thanks for listening.